Good day. Welcome to another episode of the Audible Local Ledger Reads to the Blind podcast. You can get more information at audiblelocalledger.org. Stay tuned for today's reading. Hi, my name's Eric. I'll be reading you the Bishop's blog for today, Good Friday, March 29th of 2024. The headline this week reads, Easter Blessings, by the Most Reverend Edgar M. D'Acuna, Bishop's Blog. The 2024 Easter Message. Christ is risen, alleluia. At last, after preparing during 6 weeks of Lent, we celebrate the joyous Feast of Easter, the heart of our Christian faith. Our faith flows from our belief in the resurrection. Christ's victory over sin and death means new life for us all. Easter is the proof of God's love for humanity and our assurance that God wants all of us to be raised up after our own death and to live with Him forever. We understand Easter as the passage from old to new, from darkness to light, and from suffering to joy. It's such a hope-filled and life-giving feast that we, the Church, celebrate Easter for not merely one day, but for an entire 50-day season. Let us not miss this opportunity to enjoy, celebrate, and be inspired by all the beautiful symbols and messages the Easter season offers us. Focused prayers. In my Lenten message, I proposed we offer our Lenten sacrifices for three special intentions to help us journey through the season with a more focused purpose. What if, for the Easter season, we continue to move forward in our faith practices with either the same or three new special intentions? For whom or for what intention can you continue to offer every prayer, every sacrifice, and every act of charity during the Easter season in anticipation of the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost? Did you experience a renewed energy in your prayer life over the last 40-plus days as you placed your attention on those things you most desire for your family, community, nation, or world? If you took my recommendation to write down your three most important intentions, go back to those now and reflect on where you saw God working in each intention. Then write three new intentions to focus on for the next 50 days of Easter. Maybe it's the same three. Whatever you choose, try to now spend time in prayer each day with the Lord, asking for His graces in each situation or circumstance. The Easter Mass schedule. Holy Saturday evening, March 30th, I will celebrate the Easter Vigil at St. Mary's Cathedral in Fall River at 7:30 p.m. On Easter, I will be at St. Stanislaus Church, also in Fall River, to celebrate the 9 a.m. Mass there. Later Easter morning, I will be the celebrant of our diocesan television Mass on WLNE-TV, Channel 6. The TV Mass on Easter will air from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Yours in Christ, Bishop D'Acuna.